The gospel that the church chose for this feast of Christ the King is probably a familiar one to us. But it's the very final part of Matthew's gospel before we go into the story of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. This is also the last Sunday of the church year. And when you put those two together, it kind of serves as a summary of the ministry of Jesus and a summary of what our life should look like at its end. Thinking back over Matthew's gospel for this past year, we begin to put the pieces together. Jesus, whom we celebrate as a king today, was born into poverty in a stable. Not only did he associate with poor people, he was poor himself. Jesus, the teacher, invited his followers to learn by his example. He said that we had to love God above all else. But in order to do that, we had to love our neighbor, all of them. And he said that we belong to two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world, but that the kingdom of God had to shape the world that we live in. Jesus reminded people that they were blessed by God with gifts and talents and all sorts of good things. But those talents had to be shared for them to do any good. They had to literally be given away if they were to increase. It's one thing to offer prayers and praise to Almighty God seated on his heavenly throne while we gather here in church. That's what we're supposed to do in church. But it's quite another to serve Christ in the poor and the sick, the homeless and the hungry, out on the streets. But that is what we are called to do. That's what we're expected to do. And that's how we will be judged at the last. We will pray later on at this Mass, and many of us will probably pray many times during the day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The only way for his kingdom to come is for his will to be done by us. There are so many people, however, who seem to prefer a king, but not the kingdom filled with all sorts of other people, the riffraff in society, or who prefer the shepherd without the flock of having to deal with other sheep, or Christ without his church, the people of God, or a spiritual family with God as my father, as long as I'm the only child and don't have to deal with other people, my brothers and sisters. You see, Christ does not call us to faith on our terms, but on his. So how do we respond? Where do we recognize ourselves in today's gospel? Among the sheep or the goats? There is a kingdom to come and a kingdom now. A promised land and a present land. We will be judged in the kingdom of tomorrow by how we cared for each other in the one today.